We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. The number of children and teenagers turning up to hospital with eating disorders has skyrocketed since the COVID lockdowns in Melbourne, with desperate parents saying their children are only able to get admitted once they're near death. In a situation never seen before by a top paediatrician with 28 years of experience, Monash Children's Hospital's eating disorder ward has experienced an 85% increase in demand in 2 years. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Monash University staff can be fired if they do not complete mandatory Indigenous culture training. The 20-minute online program, which launched on Thursday, is compulsory for all Australian staff working for the university, including contractors. They must complete the new virtual training module about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, their history and culture, by December 31. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Victorians flocked to this year's Black Friday Cyber Monday sales, shelling out an estimated $2.2 billion despite soaring inflation and a string of interest rate hikes. New National Australian Bank transaction data has revealed spending was up 20% compared to the week prior. And a new professional Australian wrestling match event inspired by global sporting empire WWE will be launched next year with multi-day draw cards earmarked for regional cities. Former AFL, NRL and AFLW players, as well as Australian international and Hall of Fame wrestlers, will be targeted for the elite competition, which has ties to the US and the UK. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.